Before we begin, let's open in prayer.
我们开始之前来做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather to worship and praise the name of Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我们为这能够来赞美的这一段时间献上感谢。
And Lord, we remember those in so many countries around the world that are worshiping under far less ideal circumstances.
在这个时间，我们也要来惦记世界上各个角落，在更加比较没有那么好的环境之下，还是来到敬拜你的兄弟姐妹们。
But nonetheless, they gather to remember that Jesus is risen indeed.
但他们还是聚集在一起来惦记着主你复活。
And Father, we want to remember those that are away, are not with us today.
主啊，我们也要来惦记我们当中兄弟姐妹不在这里的。
I lift up Pastor Kun Ming and Oliver as they travel throughout China.
我们要为昆明牧师和 Albert 来祷告，他们在中国大陆。
That you can give them a good time, reconnecting with friends and family.
保守他们与家人在一起的这一段时间能有一个愉快的经历。
And we pray for many others as well, Lord, who are away, that you would give traveling mercies.
我们也为正在远途旅行的兄弟姐妹们祷告，愿主你保守他们的旅程。
And as we turn our attention now to your word, please give us your wisdom and understanding.
也求主你在你的话语当中赐给我们智慧。
That we may know you.
让我们来认识你。
And that we may follow you as your disciples.
让我们以门徒的形式来跟随你。
We pray in Christ's name.
这样祷告奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We've been discussing these last few weeks with me and other speakers what it means to have a healthy church.
我们在上几周都有讨论到如何能够建立一个健全的教会。
And a few weeks ago, I spoke on the birthday of the church.
几周前我有提到就是教会的诞生日五旬日。
Which is called Pentecost,
也叫做五旬日
and it's the 50 days after Easter,
就是复活节过后的五十天
and the time when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the church,
也就是圣灵灌溉在教会的那个时候
empowering the disciples then,
来就是让当时的门徒们
and hopefully even now to serve according to.God's strength.
甚至到现在的门徒们都能够来到跟随主的话语。
And then last week, Pastor Kun Ming spoke on the Great Commission passage.
上个星期，库明牧师也有提到，就是教会所受的委托。
To go and make disciples.
去建造门徒。
I would comment a little on what he said, but I don't understand Chinese, so I happen to miss that message.
我也想要就是提一点意见，可是我并不明白华语，所以也不能说太多。
But I hope that you are encouraged by these important words of Jesus to go and to do His work in the world.
我希望你们能受到鼓励去出去为上帝做更多的事情。
And today we're going to continue to explore this theme of what it means to be a disciple of Christ.
今天我们要来深入的研究如何成为上帝的门徒这个话题。
Now last Sunday, a group of us who are serving on our short-term missions team,
上个星期我们的短宣队伍
went to Atlanta for a training session with two of the other churches that we're working with.
与其他两个教会在亚特兰大进行了训练。
And one of the things that we're doing is preparing our testimonies.
我们做的其中一件事情就是要准备自己的见证。
So that we can be prepared to share how God has worked in our lives amongst the Navajo.
好，让我们可以出去就是与别人分享我们自己的见证。
And so we broke up into groups and we began each of us to share how God has worked in our lives and how we became Christians.
所以我们就分成了几个小组，然后大家一起分享上帝怎样在我们的生活里面做工。
And I noticed the common theme, especially for the youth that have grown up in our or other churches.
我发现到就是在教会里长大的青少年们
Many of them will say, well, I accepted, received Jesus as my savior when I was in first or second grade.
他们都会说就是他们在一二年级的时候就已经接受主了
But I didn't really know what it meant to follow Jesus.
但他们并不明白跟随主是什么意思。
And I'm not really sure what happened when I did that.
也并不清楚，就是他们在跟随就接受主的时候，对这个并不太明白。
But when I became 12 or 13 or 14 years old, I came to the realization of what it meant to really follow Jesus.
当我在十二到十四岁的时候，才真正的开始明白跟随主到底是怎样的意思。
And I decided to commit my life to following Jesus.
也决定就是把自己的全心交托给神。
And I think I have a similar story because I also grew up in the church.
我觉得我也有一个相同的经历，因为我也在教会里长大。
And was instructed in the ways of the Lord and prayed regularly and sought to follow Him.
也被教育就是要诚心的祷告并跟随他。
And so the question that we discussed in these small groups is, well, when did you really get saved?
所以我们在小组里面讨论的其中一个问题就是，那你真正被救赎的时候到底是几时呢？
Was it in first or second grade?
是在一二年级的时候吗？
Or was it in seventh or eighth grade?
还是在七八年级的时候？
And I asked, well, were you sincere in your confession, in your prayer when you were younger?
那你在忏悔的时候，难道是真诚的吗？
And they would say, yes, of course, I was responding to what I knew and of what Jesus did and what I needed to do to accept him.
对，在那他们比较年轻的时候，他们说，对啊，他们那时候是真正的明白，并且要跟随主的。
And so in my thinking, in terms of my experience, is that I do really believe that at this younger age is when myself and these young people became Christians.
以我的经历来讲，我觉得，就是我与这些比较年轻的青少年，他们在年轻的时候就其实已经真正的跟随主了。
But it was at this later date that they came to the realization of what it meant to live as a disciple.
但是是在后来的时候，他们才真正的明白到底全心全意交托给上帝是一个怎么样的事情。
And it was at that point that they really began to grow and to be able to serve the Lord.
在那个时候，他们才真正成长并来侍奉上帝。
And so hopefully all of us have gone, maybe has, we have hopefully gone through this process.
那我也希望我们在座的全部人都有经历过这样的一个过程。
But in today's passage, I think we'll all be challenged on what it means to live and to grow as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus.
那在今天的经文里，我觉得我们都会被挑战，就是你可以问问你自己，到底我们是不是真正的门徒呢？
And today we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 62.
我们将阅读路加福音第九章五十一到六十二节。
And we'll read it in English, and then we'll read it in Chinese. So let's read together in English.
我们一起用英文读，然后再用中文读。
As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem.When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, Follow me.But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. We'll now do this in Chinese, and you can...
路加福音第九章五十一到六十二节，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定意向耶路撒冷去，边打发使者在他前头走。他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄，要为他预备。那里的人不接待他，因他面向耶路撒冷去。他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，浇灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？”耶稣转身责备两个门徒说：“你们的心如何？你们并不知道。人子来不是要灭人的生命，是要救人的生命。”说着就往别的村庄去了。 他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说：你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说：湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说：跟从我来。那人说：主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说：任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说：主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说：手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
And so as we look at this passage, we see at the beginning, this is fairly much at the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
我们看到在这个经文的一开始是耶稣最开始要传道的时候。
And if we look at the beginning of Luke chapter 9, we see that Jesus had called the 12 together.
路加福音的一开始我们看到耶稣传召了十二个门徒。
And he gave them power and authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick.
他赐给了他们力量来就是驱魔鬼怪。
And to proclaim the kingdom of God.
来就是传扬耶稣的国度。
And then Jesus continued on his ministry and he fed 5,000.
耶稣继续的喂养了五百名人。
And twice he declared that he would go to Jerusalem and he would die and rise again.
他也宣布了他将去耶路撒冷并死在十字架上。
And so then we come upon our situation here where Jesus is traveling through the countryside.
然后现在我们看到耶稣走到了乡村。
And he's in the region of Samaria.
来到了撒玛利亚的地区。
And Samaria is between the northern part of Israel and the southern part of Israel where Jerusalem is.
撒玛利亚是北和南的中间。
And it says that Jesus had set his sights towards Jerusalem.
耶稣要前往耶路撒冷去。
And so the first thing that we see in this passage is that a disciple has purpose.
所以我们看到一个门徒他是有使命的。
And so here it says that as the time approached to be taken into heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
耶稣被接上升的日子将到的时候，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
Even at this early stage of his ministry, Jesus was still focused on fulfilling his purpose.
就算是在一开始的时候，耶稣已经定睛的要去完成他的使命。
And this word resolutely is a strong word.
定义这个词是很重要。
That he was steadfast, that he was determined to accomplish that which God had called him to do.
说明他非常专注并决定要去完成上帝给他的使命。
And we see one of the primary callings of Jesus was to fulfill that which the Apostle Paul proclaimed in 1 Timothy 15.
耶稣最重要的呼召也就是保罗在提摩太前书里所说到的。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners of whom I am the worst.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是那个罪魁。
And so the purpose for Jesus to set his eyes on Jerusalem is to come and to save the world and to save sinners.
耶稣要到耶路撒冷去是为了要救赎世人，为了洗净我们的罪。
He did not come to save the righteous but the unrighteous.
他不是为了来救正义的，而是为了来救不正义的。
Of which included Paul, but which includes you and me.
也包括了保罗，也包括了我和你。
There's a classic, now classic book by Pastor Rick Warren.
Pastor Rick Warren 写了一本书。
It's called The Purpose-Driven Life.
叫做 Purpose-Driven Life.
And if you haven't read it, I would encourage you to read it. And I'm sure that it's also in a Chinese translation.
我非常鼓励你去读，它应该有中文的翻译。
And one of the quotes from his book that I like is, "You cannot fulfill God's purposes for your life while you are focusing on your own plans."
里面有一句话说到的，我觉得很重要，就是当你专注在完成自己的计划的时候，你并不能去完成上帝给你的使命。
And I think it's probably just natural that we focus on our own plans.
对人来说，我们都自然的会去专注的要完成自己生命中的计划。
And I think one of the plans of most Americans is that to fulfill the American dream.
大多数美国人的就是计划都是要去完成他们的美国梦 American dream.
Have you heard that expression before?
有听过吗？
It's basically that you want to have a good job.
就是你要有个好的工作。
And you want to buy a big house.
买一个大的房子。
And you want to have a good family.
有个好的家庭。
And you probably want to take nice vacations.
要去好就是很豪华的旅行。
Is this maybe the Chinese dream as well?
这难道也是就是华人的一个梦吗？
I'm not sure, but nonetheless, God, I think, is calling us to go beyond the American or the Chinese dream.
但是我知道上帝要叫我们上帝给我们的使命是远远超过这一些 American dream 的。
And to focus not so much on our plans, but on the plan that God has for our life.
是要我们不要那么定睛在自己的计划，而是定睛在他给我们的使命当中。
And I was thinking that one group of people from early the early days of America were the what we call the pilgrims.
美国刚开发的时候，从欧洲来的一群开发使者们。
The pilgrims were actually a group of what we would call Puritans, or those who are Presbyterian in their orientation.
他们本来就是基督徒。
Who lived and worshipped in England?
他们在英国的时候就已经敬拜赞美主了。
And they refused to be part of the Church of England.
可是他们拒绝要成为英国教会的一份子。
Because under King Henry King Henry the Eighth decided that now the king would be the head of the church.
因为当时的国王决定了他将会成为教会的头。
And for a lot of Christians, that was unacceptable.
对很多基督徒来说，这是不能被接受的。
They would worship Jesus as their king.
因为他们敬拜赞美的是耶稣。
And they would submit maybe to their elders or to their deacons, but not a secular ruler.
他们会服从长老和牧师，但并不是国王。
And so they made their way to the new world.
所以他们就前往一个新的世界去开发。
And ended up in Massachusetts.
并且在Massachusetts 着陆。
I think over the course of their travels, probably about half of them died.
在他们旅程的这个过程当中，应该有一半的人是死亡了。
And though they came to America to have a better life,
虽然他们来美国是为了一个更好的生活。
I think the main reason why they came was they wanted to serve God.
但我觉得他们来的真正的目的是为了要侍奉上帝。
They wanted to establish what is called a city on a hill.
他们要建造山上的城市。
And so they wanted to basically seek to establish the kingdom of God in their community.
他们要在社群当中建造神的国度。
And so they were seeking to fulfill the words of Jesus.
他们要来完成耶稣所说过的话语。
To not put their lamp under a covering.
不把他们的灯就是遮盖住。
But rather to be a city on a hill.
要在当山上的城市把光散播全世界。
And although there was definitely problems in terms of their seeking to establish this kingdom of God,
当然他们追求建立上帝的国度这个过程当中遇到了许多的困难。
I think nonetheless they have a motive maybe that we should seek to adopt.
但他们都有一个动力是要去完成这个使命。
And that is, no matter what we're doing in our government or our education, in our work, to seek God's kingdom.
所以在我们不管做任何事情当中，我们都应该要来寻求建造上帝的国度。
To seek His plan for our lives and for our church and for our community.
追求上帝为我们安排的计划来就是完成他的使命。
The second thing that we see in this passage is that a disciple seeks God's will.
今天的第二个要点就是一个门徒应该要追求上帝的旨意。
And we see here that messengers were sent on ahead of Jesus in this region of Samaria.
我们看到门徒就是
in Samaria, and they found themselves in a town.
撒玛利亚人去不是。
And for some reason they were rejected.
就是有一些信徒他们去到了撒玛利亚，然后被拒绝了。
And we don't really know why they were not why Jesus and his followers were not welcomed.
我们不知道为什么他们拒绝接待耶稣和他的门徒们。
It says it was because Jesus was heading towards Jerusalem.
经文里面写到是因为耶稣正在往耶路撒冷去。
I'm not really sure what that means.
我并不确定那到底是什么意思。
Maybe they saw that Jesus was just very focused on getting through the village, so maybe the villagers thought, well, he doesn't really want to stay here. He has another place to go.
或许那些居民们觉得耶稣并不是真正的想来这里，因为他急着想要往耶路撒冷去。
Or perhaps maybe now there was many followers of Jesus and they just did not have the accommodations for all of these people now.
也或许是耶稣和他的门徒的人数太多，撒玛利亚人们并没有那个能力去接待他们。
But for whatever the reason, Jesus was rejected.
但不管是什么理由都好，耶稣他们都被拒绝接待了。
And so two of his disciples, James and John,
所以，耶稣的门徒雅各和约翰
，who have the nickname Sons of Thunder，
有那个别称就是雷的儿子
，wanted to use their maybe the power of God in order to punish these people, to judge these people，
想要利用上帝的能力来审判这些撒玛利亚人
，and so they wanted to call fire down upon this。This village.
所以他们想要上帝就是降火来这个村庄里。
And so it was in their minds they wanted justice to prevail.
他们想要为上帝平反。
These Samaritans were enemies of God's truth and God's people anyway.
这些撒玛利亚人本来就是上帝真理的就是反派。
And so this is a good excuse to have them judged.
这是一个很好的理由来审判他们。
But Jesus, however, rebuked them.
可是耶稣责备了他们
and made it clear in no uncertain terms that this was not God's plan.
并说明这并不是上帝的旨意。
Jesus had come to seek and save that which was lost.
耶稣来是要救赎人，而不是
He didn't come to condemn and to bring about his vengeance.
而不是来审判和报复。
And this got me to thinking about a phrase which says God told me so.
这也让我想到很多人会说上帝这样跟我说的。
I would say for many Americans, there is what I would call a God told me so syndrome.
就是很多美国人会有这个 God told me so 的这一个症状。
And so basically what this is, and I don't know if I know I've explained this in the other congregation.
我并不知道我之前有没有解释过。
It's that people will basically say and share that, oh, well, God told me that I needed to go to Walmart today.
也就是很多人他们常常就是会说，哦，今天上帝叫我去 Walmart.
And then while I was at Walmart, I really had a strong impression that where I really needed to go was Target.
但是我去到 Walmart 的时候，我才发现到，哎，其实我真正想去的是 Target.
And then from there, I went to the Starbucks, and then I saw my friend.
从那里呢，我就去了 Starbucks， 然后就遇到了我的朋友。
And God really wanted me to see that friend.
所以上帝要我来遇见这个朋友的。
So my question is, did God really tell you that?
所以上帝真的告诉他这么做了吗？
I mean, of course, I can't judge whether God told you that.
当然，我不能知道到底是不是上帝叫他做的。
I have heard sharings where people have basically have heard audible voices.An audible voice, in a sense, or a voice in their ear that God did want them to do something.
我也听过有见证，有一些人是真正的听到上帝的声音，告诉他们做一件事情。
But in my experience, those kind of situations are fairly rare.
但是在我看来，这样的事情是非常罕见的。
And so what I think happens too often is that Christians basically take their own ideas and opinions.
所以我觉得是很多基督徒他们用他们自己的意愿。
And then they baptize them as coming from God.
然后套入上帝的话语当中。
And so to baptize an idea basically means that it's something then that I'm verifying is what God really wanted.
然后就变成了是上帝要他们做的事情。
But again, I'm not really sure in all of these circumstances this is exactly what God was saying in a clear voice.
但我并不知道这些到底是不是上帝真正的清清楚楚告诉他们的事。
And so I think that's kind of what was happening here with James and John. They had the strong impression that yes, this is God's will that this village be destroyed.
所以在这里，当雅各和约翰要降火下来在这个村庄的时候，我觉得就是这一个
行。We are feeling that God is telling us to torch this village.
他们就是在想，是上帝要我们来折磨这个村庄的。
But fortunately, they sought verification from Jesus.
幸亏他们得到了耶稣的就是证实。
Who had another idea of what God's will is?
因为耶稣真正知道上帝要的是什么。
And for Jesus, God's will was trying to bring lost people to God.
也就是为了救赎迷失的生命。
And we know that Jesus had a heart for the Samaritans.
我们也知道耶稣对撒玛利亚人是有很慷慨的心的。
I think most of us know the story of Jesus meeting a Samaritan woman.
我们都知道耶稣遇见了一个撒玛利亚的女人。
And she was basically an outcast in her community.
她是被就是社群门前外迁的一个人。
Because she had many husbands, and the man she was living with now wasn't even her husband.
因为她曾经有过很多个丈夫，而现在跟她一起居住的也根本不是她的丈夫。
And so she was living a scandalous life.
她有一个很淫乱的生活。
But Jesus talked to her about water.
但是耶稣在水井边遇到她。
And that he could offer her more than just this water in a well, but living water.
也告诉他，他能给他的并不是只有水，而是生命的泉水。
That could lead to eternal life.
带来了永恒的生命的活水。
And after her encounter with Jesus, she went back to her village.
在遇到耶稣以后，她回到了她的村庄。
And she lost her fears and her shame of being an outcast.
她摆脱了她的恐惧和羞耻。
And began to share with her community this man who told her.Everything that she had done.
开始向他周围的居民们宣扬他遇到耶稣的这一件事情。
And many Samaritans came out to see Jesus.
很多撒玛利亚人因此而前来就是要见耶稣。
And it said many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers.
城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
Rather than bring judgment down on the Samaritans,
耶稣并没有审判撒玛利亚人。
Jesus engaged with them.
他与他们交流。
He stayed longer than he had intended.
他待在那边比他预想的还要久。
And many became believers.
然后很多人就信了耶稣。
For Jesus, he wished the lost to be found, not destroyed.
因为他想要的是迷失的人被寻找，而不是被毁灭。
And that's something that we can be challenged by. Is what we're seeking God's will, or is it our will?
所以在这个时候，我们也要来想一想，我们在追寻的到底是我们自己的意愿，还是上帝的意愿呢？
The third thing that we see in this passage is a disciple counts the cost.
今天的第三个要点就是一个门徒，他将会不惜一切的代价。
And as they were walking down the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you, Jesus, wherever you go."
在他们走着的时候，有一名使徒告诉耶稣，我将要跟随你，不论你去哪里。
And then Jesus had a reply to him.
耶稣回答他说。
And he had a reply to others regarding the same subject.
耶稣也对其他人说。
And so for this first gentleman, he replied, the foxes have dens and birds have nests.
对这一名人说，耶稣告诉他，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟也有窝。
But the Son of Man has no place to lay their head.
只是人子并没有枕头。
And so I think for this person, what they needed to face in their walk with God was that of comfortable living.
所以这个人当他在跟随耶稣的时候，他需要思考，他并不会有一个很舒适的环境。
they were probably living a good life, a comfortable life.
这个人本来可能是有一个很好的生活，很舒适的生活。
But Jesus was saying to follow me, sometimes you're going to face situation and live in situations that may be uncomfortable.
耶稣在告诉他，如果你要跟随我的话，你或许需要舍弃这一切，你并不会有舒适的生活。
And then to another man, this time Jesus said, follow me.
另外一个人遇到他的时候，耶稣告诉他，你要跟随我。
But this man replied, first let me go and bury my father.
这个人却说，主啊，让我回去埋葬我的父亲。
And this would seem like a reasonable request.
这算起来是一个很正当的理由。
If somebody dies, of course we need to take care of their funeral arrangements.
如果你的亲人去世了，当然你要去就是埋葬他。
But most scholars think that's not the case here.
可是很多学者觉得这不是这样的一回事。
His father wasn't dead yet. He probably had some kind of a long-term illness.
在这里，这个人可能他的父亲并没有死去，只是有一个疾病。
And he wanted to be with his father until he died.
这个人想要回去陪伴他的父亲，直到他死去。
But Jesus had strong words for this.
耶稣很强烈的对他说。
Let the dead bury their own dead.
任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
Let the spiritually dead take care of the spiritually dead.Dead.
让圣
The spirit, those who are dead spiritually, let them take care of such matters.
就是灵里死了的人，他们应该埋葬他们自己的灵。
For you, though, proclaim the kingdom of God.
但是你呢？你应该要来宣扬上帝的国度。
I don't think Jesus is saying here that he wants us to neglect our families.
耶稣在这里，我觉得并不是要我们舍弃我们的家庭。
Especially in their time of need.
尤其是在家庭需要我们的时候。
But I think for this particular gentleman, he saw that it was an excuse he was making.
但这一名年轻人呢，耶稣觉得他是在找借口。
His priority was more to his family than it was to Jesus.
他生命中的优先是家人，而不是上帝。
And then still another man said, Lord, let me go back and say goodbye to my family.
又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但是我先去。挥别我家里的人。
And again, this seems like a reasonable request.
这也是一个很正当的理由。
You know, just go and say goodbye.
因为你要回去跟家人道别嘛。
But Jesus knows the heart of this person.
但是耶稣知道这一个人心里真正想的。
And I'm thinking probably what could very well happen as this person would go back to be amongst his family and friends.
这个人应该是要回去陪伴他家里的人。
And maybe he would never leave.
或许就不会再回来了。
And maybe they would try to convince him that no, you this following Jesus is a crazy thing. You need to stay home and you need to take care of your family.
或许他的家人会把他留下，让他要担起照顾家人的这个责任。
And so Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God."
耶稣就说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
And so this is an imagery of a farmer plowing a field.
在这里，耶稣在比喻一个农夫，他在拿着犁。
And they would have used horses that would have been attached to some kind of a plow.
就是会有一个马拉着这一个犁在耕田。
Or maybe it would have been a donkey. I'm not really sure the
farming
methods.
也或许是一个驴。
And so if the farmer began to look back, they would begin to pull on this plow.
所以当那个农夫如果他往后看的话
And then it would lose its line and it would go off into areas where it shouldn't.
他可能就这个犁就不会就是往一个直线走而是会更向别的地方去。
And the whole planting pattern would be off.
所以整个那个田的那个形式就会不对了。
And so Jesus is saying that in our own lives we need to keep our hand to the plow and to not look back.
所以耶稣就说，在我们的生活当中，我们的手应该要持续的放在那个犁上面，而不要回头看。
This is a picture of the campus where I went to seminary.
图片上的是我以前的神学院。
It's in is Nyack College Alliance Seminary.
叫做 Nyack College of Seminary,
which is in maybe 25 miles north of New York City.
离纽约大概有25米。
It's a very beautiful campus.
是一个很美的学校。
Except they just sold the campus.
他们刚刚售卖了这个学校。
And now their new campus is in a skyscraper in New York City.
他们新的那个就是建筑是在纽约里面的一个高楼里面。
But the reason I bring this up is because when I was in my first year of seminary,
我说起这个是因为在我第一年进神学院的时候,
I had the temptation to turn my head backwards, away from the plow.
我有了就是向后看的这个诱惑。
My first year in seminary was very difficult.
我的第一年过得很痛苦。
I had a professor who was a first year professor, just finished his PhD.
我的教授是刚刚毕业第一年当教授的人。
And just the work for his class was the same for all of the other classes.
就是他的课的工作量与其他课的是完全一样。
And between work and serving in the church, I almost died. Well, figuratively died.
就是我在完成他的功课，并且还要侍奉教会的时候，我差不多都要累死了。
And I found myself walking around the campus and near the Hudson River.
所以我就在就是学校里面走走，并在 Hudson River 附近走走。
Thinking, God, is this really where you want me?
在思考，上帝啊，这真的是你要我做的事情吗？
You know, I think I'd get a much better return on investment if I went to law school, which I was thinking about anyway.
如果我当初去读当律师的话，可能我会过得更好，也就是我本来想要做的事情。
But I spent much time in prayer and contemplation.
但是我那时候做了很多的深思，并且祷告。
And I really felt that God wanted me to persevere.
我听见上帝的呼召，要我继续的坚持下去。
And to continue on in spite of the difficulties.
就是要克服这一切困难，继续在这条路上走下去。
And so I did, and my second year was much better because I had new professors.
所以我就挺过了，然后第二年的时候，我有新的教授，也就过得比较好了。
And I found myself in my second semester, attending in Queens, New York, a Chinese church.
我的第二年的时候就去到了纽约里面的 Queens 这个地方，在一个华人教会里面。
And so I guess I found my calling because here many years later, I'm still serving in a Chinese church.
我应该就是在那个时候听到了我的呼召，因为这么多年以后，我也在华人教会里面侍奉。
But I praise the Lord that He gave me the strength and the ability to continue to keep moving forward.
但是我感谢主，他赐给我的能力，来挺过这个艰难的时期。
To keep pressing on.
继续的寻求他的旨意。
And I think for all of us, there may be temptations and circumstances that may get us to think maybe things would be better if I was doing something else.
在场的每一位可能也有这样的经历过，就是觉得啊，我比起现在做的事情，可能我去做别的事情会更加好。
Maybe my life would be better if I didn't wholeheartedly serve Jesus.
或许如果没有持续的在这条路走上去，我会过得更好、更舒服。
But the Lord encourages us to keep pressing on.
但是上帝要我们挺过这个困难。
In spite of difficulties and discouragements.
不管什么事情都要坚持下去。
And I think this is exemplified in Jesus' exclamation as he was preparing to go to the cross.
上帝在要上十字架之前，他曾经做过这样的一个祷告。
As Jesus was in the garden praying, he asked that God would release him from the cup of suffering.
他来到花园里求上帝把这个苦痛挪开。
He knew that he was about to experience this painful torture and even death.
因为他知道他即将要上十字架遭受这个苦痛还有死亡。
But in spite of his trying circumstances, Jesus uttered the words that we should also seek to live by.
但是这个同时他也说了
Not my will, but yours be done.
愿上帝你的旨意完成而不是我的旨意。
What are some lessons then that we can learn from this passage?
所以在这里我们门徒学到的教训是
Well, I think basically there are three which correspond to the various lessons that we've learned so far.
我们今天听到的所有就是故事里面能学到的有什么？
What is your purpose?
你的使命是什么？
Are you seeking God's purpose in your life?
你在生命里是追求上帝的旨意吗？
Or are we seeking our own plans?
还是寻求自己的意愿？
What is your desire?
你想要的是什么？
Is your desire to do God's will?
你想要的是完成上帝的旨意吗？
Or is your desire to do your own thing?
还是你想要做你自己想做的事情？
Or even worse, to do your own thing and say that it is actually God's thing.
或者更惨的是做自己想要做的事情，然后说是上帝要你做的。
And what is standing in your way?
第三个问题就是现在你遇到的困难是什么？
What are those points of tension that may be causing you or me to want to turn back?
就是你面前遇到的阻拦让你想要回头的是什么呢？
I think for each person that Jesus talked to about following him, there was a different reason.
耶稣之前所说到的跟随他的时候你会遇到各种的困难和理由。
And maybe for each of us, we may have different excuses that we may want to give in terms of following Jesus.
或许同样的，我们跟随耶稣的时候，有时也会做很多的借口，并且找到很多的理由。
But hopefully God can help us identify those and can help us to continue to press on.
希望上帝能帮我们看清这一些，然后让帮助我们挺过这一些困难。
I'd like to close with a quote from a gentleman by the name of G.K. Chesterton.
最后我要说 G.K. Chesterton 说过的一句话。
He was an author and a newspaper publisher in the late 1900s.
他是一名作者，也是一名出版人。
And he was a firm believer and follower of Jesus.
他是上帝很忠实的跟随者。
And G.K. wrote, Jesus promises disciples three things.
他说耶稣答应了他的门徒们三件事情。
That they would be completely fearless.
他们将无所畏惧。
Absurdly happy.
过得充满喜乐平安。
And in constant trouble.
但也会同时遇到很多的困难。
I think following Jesus can and will bring great joy.
当然我们跟随耶稣的时候会有很多的喜乐。
And I think God does...give us authority and power to serve him and to fulfill his will.
上帝给我们这个权柄去侍奉他并且完成他的旨意。
But that we will also find ourselves with difficulties.
但是同时的我们也会遇到很多的困难。
And sometimes those difficulties can be in the midst of our family or maybe our workplace.
而这些困难有时会在我们的家庭里出现也会在工作上出现。
But sometimes we can even find difficulties within our church family.
或者有时甚至是在教会里面。
But nonetheless, we're called to press on.
但是上帝呼召我们要持续的前进。
For the sake of the kingdom.
为了建立他的国度。
And for the glory of God.
还有为了宣传他的荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for these words penned by your servant Luke.
上帝，我们感谢你《路加福音》里的话语
，which encourages us to keep pressing on，
来鼓励我们挺过所有的困难
，to keep following you no matter what the difficulty, what the circumstance，
不管发生什么都要持续的跟随你，追求你
，that we indeed may be partners with you，
我们能够与你一起搭档。
As we seek to proclaim your word,
我们来宣传你的话语。
Through what we say,
通过我们所说的每句话。
Through how we live,
通过我们的生活。
And hopefully as we are part of your bringing about your kingdom in this world,
也通过建造你的国度。
We give you the glory.
我们向你给你荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉耶稣之名。
Amen. Amen.